Okay, when did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Well, let's just say I'm a weirdo and I want to be messy and see what you're up to, like who you're hanging with. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
I knew you did that.
No, I did not do that. I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in Messages and keep it between friends. And then use that money any place Apple Pay is accepted.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Monica, please keep it in the chat. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply. We are supported by Squarespace. Guys, we have a Squarespace website that's just gorgeous. That Wobby Wob, you built that yourself using all the templates, yeah?
I sure did.
Yeah, easy peasy.
So easy.
The best part about Squarespace is it's an all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. You can get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools, and you can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options with Squarespace Blueprint. Plus, you can kickstart or update written content on any website, product description, or email with Squarespace AI. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code DAX. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Armchair Anonymous.
This episode ruined me.
Oh, right. This is, I'm not even going to say our names because everyone just turned this
turn
thing
it off.
Yeah, yeah. And I got to say specifically if you're a woman,
a dude might
be able to get through this, but certainly if you're female and you're listening, throw your phone in the river right now.
Seriously, be careful. Like, don't drive and listen.
Don't eat.
But also,
don't listen while listening if you're gonna.
If you ever are interested in getting waxed again, like, don't listen because I was supposed to.
You were scheduled
quickly after, and I haven't gone.
Yeah, because you're shook.
I'm so shook.
So don't listen, okay? It was about waxing debacles, but it's not for you. So don't listen. Have a good day, though, anyways.
Yeah.
With love, Dax and Monica.
Hard times come and go. Good times, take them slow. My life, I had them both. Remember one thing, you gotta know. I'ma keep on shining.
Can you hear us?
Coming out.
Yeah, there it is.
Now we got it. Yay.
It just took a second to connect, I think.
I think I hit the wrong button.
That's okay. I can't. Are you doing a ton of interviews over Zoom?
No, I usually use Teams.
Teams.
Everyone I work with in Michigan loves Teams too. I don't know if it's geographical or something.
I don't know. My cousin works for Zoom, so I feel like I should know better.
Oh God, betrayal.
Riley, how are you? Where are you at?
I am in Denver.
Wonderful. Does your waxing debacle take place in Denver or another location?
It takes place in Newport News, Virginia. So on the coast in Virginia.
Real quick, Newport News?
Yes.
Why add the news? What's that? That sounds like you lived at a newspaper.
I have no idea. It's where Christopher Newport University is. It's a school of about 5,000 that not many people have heard of. Great school.
We love it.
Love it.
Okay, so what year are we talking about?
2020, right before the pandemic hit.
Okay.
It was February 2020, my senior year of college, and my best friends and I were about to go to St. Lucia for spring break. So my best friend texts me and she was like, I really want to go get a bikini wax, but I don't want to go by myself. Will you go with me? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. That sounds like so much fun. I'm in great shape. Might as well have a nice wax before our vacation, be in bikini, ready for the beach, and just ready to go. We schedule our appointments, and we go like the next day to the local waxing place, and our estheticians take us back. I get super chatty when I'm nervous.
Really quick, was this your first waxing experience of your life?
I had like my eyebrows waxed.
Okay. Much different.
Very different. More sensitive area. I knew it was going to be painful. So I was like mentally preparing myself. So I was definitely nervous. I'm like chatting and the esthetician's like, okay, take off your pants. And I was like, okay, great. Lay on the table. And then Dax, I don't know how many bikini waxes you've had. I'm sure tons. but you lay like butterfly position and then you lay down. So like they can get all the angles.
Hold on. Butterfly
you're
position,
on your
meaning
back.
You're on your back and your legs are what, up and spread as far as they'll go?
They're like this.
Hold on. Monty's going to demonstrate.
They're like this.
Oh, okay.
Just like that. Yep. Yes.
Oh, I've had many.
So for the listener, Monica put her bottoms of her feet together and made a diamond shape.
And imagine be fully laid back. Yeah.
Yep. Laid back and very exposed to a stranger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Splayed. Oh, yeah.
With like bright lights, all that. So she like starts putting the wax on. I'm again still chatting, making conversation. So she starts to lay the strips down and I look away because I'm like, this is gonna be painful. If I see it coming, it's gonna hurt worse.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So she puts her left hand on my stomach to like brace herself and then uses her right hand to pull. And she pulls and I'm not looking and she said, oh my God.
Uh-oh. She let out an oh my God.
This is the last thing you want to hear. Oh no.
She says, you didn't tell me you were pregnant. I just felt your baby kick.
Wait. Oh. Wait. Wow. Wait, I thought she tore off some labia. And she said, oh shit, you didn't tell me you were pregnant. I just felt your baby kick. Because her hand was in her bracing.
This is so weird.
That's not what I thought this was.
Wait, we need more information. Yeah, were you? Yeah.
This is the best shape I'd been in my life. I was confident about my body at this point. I was, could not have been like literally impossible unless I was the Virgin Mary.
Right.
Right.
And I was like, not pregnant. And she says, are you sure? Because I just felt your baby kick.
Your baby kick. Your little baby Jimmy just kicked me.
Your little baby boy.
Your little baby, you got a bouncy baby boy in there, just gave me a kick.
And she's like, I would have been more careful if I had known. And I was like, not pregnant. And she's like, oh, well, then that was just like super weird. I like stopped talking. I'm no longer nervous. This is uncomfortable. I look pregnant, apparently.
Well, worse. Something's
well, hold
moving.
On, though.
Something's
hold on.
Moving in you.
You heard body shaming. She said, I felt a kick.
Yeah.
She didn't say, whoa, what a big belly you have. She got
yes,
kicked.
She felt something kick her.
So you hand. Had either, well, A, she could have totally imagined everything. But B, maybe when you turned your head to look away, your abdominals, which you're telling me were in peak shape, tightened.
I think that is what happened. My abs just tightened, and the way they tightened, they like kicked.
Right. Your little baby.
And kicked her.
Oh my God. I didn't know you were pregnant.
Oh my God. I didn't know you were pregnant with a little baby boy.
It's so vulnerable. You're naked.
You're naked.
Ugh.
I walked out. And my friends, they're like, how was it? And I was like, it was fun. And they're like, Riley, what happened? And they thought it was the funniest thing. They were like, this is the best thing to ever happen to you.
Did she do a nice job, though? Were you delighted with the outcome? And have you ever gotten another?
Yeah, I have. But every time that I've gotten a wax since then, I have been like, my first waxing experience was really bad. She told me she felt my baby kick.
Okay, you're prepping.
Yeah. All the estheticians since then have been like, why would she say that?
Yeah.
That is so inappropriate.
It is inappropriate. Because also, what if you were? I mean, all of it's just weird. I don't know.
Well, perhaps if you were, when she leaned her body weight on your stomach for some weird reason. Like, it's an interesting.
But then you would just.
Is that
normal?
Is that what they do to you, Monica? They
yeah,
put their hand
sometimes,
on your stomach
sometimes.
And they lean their weight in there? And
well, necessarily lean their weight. They just sometimes have a hand there. They're also trying to make sure the skin is taut.
Taut. So they're pulling up on your belly maybe.
Sometimes. But also it'd be up to you if you're pregnant to be like, oh, I'm actually pregnant.
Don't lean on my baby.
That's my baby in there.
Have they ever thought you had a
baby? I've never experienced that. They might have thought it, but they didn't say it.
They didn't say it.
Oh, wow.
One esthetician that I told that story to, she was like, oh my gosh, I've never said that. And now I know this is what I meant to do because I would never say that to a client.
Yeah.
I've just told you, you found your calling.
She had, yeah, just a total normal level of social awareness.
Oh, man.
Well, Riley, thank you for that story and congratulations on the pregnancy.
Thank you. I have a dog child.
Oh, I just felt your dog kicking. You got a little puppy in there. All right, Riley, great meeting you.
Thank you so much.
All right,
bye.
Take care.
Bye.
You remember my story that I was getting a wax and then she like told me she was a listener?
Oh, while your...
Yes.
Your pachydermis was exposed?
Yes. It was really uncomfortable.
You know?
Nope.
You know. How about this? I guess what you're saying is then she could then say, I've seen Monica's pachydermis. What's the fear?
All of it. It's very uncomfortable, like and vulnerable.
Yeah. And then I'd almost rather know that the person had a similar worldview as me.
No.
Like, what if you came in and they were listening to, who's the guy who screams and his blood vessels almost blow up out of his head? He lost the defamation cases from Sandy Hook. He owes them $1 billion.
And Alex Jones.
Yeah. Alex Jones. Like, if you're laying there and she's giving a whoosh, and she's like, have you listened to today's Alex Jones episode? I would hate that compared to like, hey, I'm an armchair.
No.
Nice pussy.
Well, what if you were getting your butthole waxed? Would you want someone to be like, I love without a paddle?
Great question.
I also know you're afraid of your butthole.
You're so happy. He just compared your vagina to my butthole.
Because you're self-conscious. Your penis waxed.
Exactly. Are you self-conscious about your...
It's a vulnerable area.
Yeah.
It's private. Yes.
Yeah, and your privates.
If someone knows you,
yeah,
they're going to tell someone.
Okay, well, just want to make sure that that was the fear.
And it's uncomfortable that somebody recognizes you as like up in your...
Because you want to, your preference would be to basically be anonymous in that situation.
Of course.
That makes sense.
Of course. Just like you with your butthole. Okay.
Right. Next caller.
To be fair, I'm pretty happy with my vagina. It's not that. It's just very intimate and vulnerable, and it's a very fine line.
Would you let Callie wax you?
No.
Okay.
She doesn't know how.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Erica?
You guys.
Hi.
I can see the chair and the dog.
The pair of chairs? Where are you at, Erica?
I am in a western suburb of Chicago called Elmhurst.
Oh. Wabi?
I know Elmhurst. Yeah.
Of course you do.
He knows it.
It's a beautiful place to live.
Yeah. Before we hear your waxing debacle, would you allow one of your female friends to wax you?
What part of my body?
Vagina.
I'm going to go with no.
Yeah, okay. I said no also.
Here's my question.
Yeah, hit me.
Brazilians, are those still popular? Like, I'm so out of the loop.
Yeah, I get them sometimes.
Like, are people still doing this? Or is this like old hat and everybody wants the 70s vibes?
As you know, I've been out of the scene myself for a little while now. So I don't know. But I know growing up, a woman had a nice full bush. And then all of a sudden, everyone had zero hair. And then it does seem like maybe there's a resurgence of some hair.
I feel like it's still popular to have full bare vagina. I think it's just varied. It's not like there's just one thing to do now where it's no hair. A lot of people have some, or they have that triangle piece.
Yeah. So I used to be an esthetician. Okay. Oh. So I'm coming at this from the... I did this to someone.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, wonderful.
So that's why I was like, hell to the no. I'm not letting my friends wax down there.
Okay. That makes sense. And I didn't mean to disrespect your trade by implying that the layperson could do it to their friends.
They obviously can.
But I do think they do.
They definitely do. I should also say I haven't been an esthetician in like 20 years. So this is a very old story of when I was learning to be an esthetician. I went to a aesthetic school. It was called the University of Aesthetics. It was very fancy. We shared a parking lot with the Hooters out in Downers Grove.
That's a nice one, too.
Yeah. The girls would come over sometimes and like have stuff done. And, you know, we did facials and things like that. So it wasn't just, you know, ripping hair out left and right. So I was 20. I was a new student and we were learning the Brazilian. Everybody was doing it. It was hot.
2003?
It was 2003. Good fast math there.
Peak years for the Brazilian.
Indeed. So we had learned to do it in school. And when you're getting your aesthetics license, you have to do a certain number of hours. I want to say when I went, it was maybe like 500. Again, this was a long time ago, so I'm sure the laws have changed. In order to meet those hours, you have to practice, obviously. And at the time, I lived with my sister. We had this dumpy condo in the south suburbs. She was game.
Oh
my God. This is very
Yeah. This is very ding, ding, ding.
So I will say that I have waxed a number of my friends as well as my sister.
Yeah.
So I feel like some people might think that's weird, but I don't know. It doesn't seem weird to me.
Who gives a shit, really?
Yeah. Now, the way that I learned it originally was with soft wax in the strips.
Okay.
So what you would like normally think of, there are better ways to do a Brazilian.
Oh.
We don't have to get into that right now.
Hard wax.
Yeah.
What's the difference? So one of them, it smears on smoothly with like a tongue depressor. Is that what you use?
Yeah. So you would like smear it on with a tongue depressor. You go with the hair to apply.
Okay.
And then you pull the skin tight and you whip off to go against opposite. The grain.
Okay.
You all right, Monica? You look like you're going to
Yeah, I hated that.
You got to make sure that skin's tight. The tighter, the better. So as you can imagine, that's very difficult to do with the nether regions.
Yeah, there's so many crevices.
Right, what skin are you going to grab?
That area in general, the skin is meant to expand.
That's right.
To let babies out, things like that. So you're not going to get a real good taut skin situation down there. So it can be very, very tricky. Plus the hair is growing in all different like crazy directions.
Scattywampus. It's all scraggly.
Very.
No, but the hard wax.
Scraggly.
Explain the hard wax.
So the hard wax, you don't have to use a strip. It cools on its own and it can be hard. Think candle wax. I don't prefer that one. I used like a softer one that was almost like a putty, kind of like silly putty texture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was even the same color. But for this particular waxing debacle, it was soft wax with a strip.
Okay.
So we get everything all set up. We're going to do this in my sister. Her name's Kate, in Kate's bedroom. Puts towels down. I got my wax heating up. I got all my strips, you know.
Oh, God.
I got the top portion done.
Right.
Right.
That seems like the easy.
Yeah.
You can taut the skin from above in that case.
Yeah. Pull the leg to the side. Like there are techniques. So we got the top done, got the interior of the leg, like the leg joint area done. And we were getting down to like the nitty gritty.
Labia, vulva.
Yep. We're getting down there. It's at this point that I should probably also tell you that my sister had a cat.
Oh, no.
That's what? What we need. That's what we need in this situation. A couple sisters.
She had rescued it from my aunt, and the cat was very reclusive. I kind of forgot about the cat most of the time. She lived under the bed. You didn't see her very often. Anyway, so we're getting down to the nitty gritty, and I put the wax down right in the sweet spot, I guess you'll want to call it. I pull the skin as taut as I can. I rip that. I'm sorry, Monica, your face. I rip that strip off and nothing happens. The wax does not come off. It's just this big wad of wax stuck in the hair.
The strip, the strip came off. Right, and left the wax behind.
But none of the hair or the wax came off. Obviously, this is quite painful. Kate's screaming. Oh. I'm like, okay, just relax. I know what to do. You put a little bit more wax on to like heat it up again.
Uh-huh.
And then you just go over it and we'll see what happens.
We're going to go over it. I listened to how my daughters talk to each other and I had lots of female cousins. Sisters aren't sugarcoating anything, right? Had she been a client versus your sister, probably would have been like, ma'am, I'm like, so sorry, but this is blah, blah, blah.
Normal.
But probably for her, you're like, just cut the shit. We got to get this off. Fucking shut up.
Stop
Let's go.
Stop screaming.
Right. I was like, I need you to calm down. You're going to start sweating. It's going to get worse.
Oh.
So I put some more wax on. Now, it's at this point, and I talked to her yesterday, so there's like a little discrepancy in our stories. She says that the wax dripped off of the stick and then glued her labia together.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember it that way.
Right, right.
But it's not my lady bits, so I'm going to go with her version of the story.
Okay.
Needless to say, I was like, okay, this will be okay. Just relax. I'm going to rip off the wax and that wax will come off too. Put another strip down, try to get that taut. Rip it off again. She's now like screaming bloody murder. Cannot get this effing wax off.
Wait, so, but this is interesting. So it's still hurting, even though nothing's coming off.
It's sticking enough to like rip the hair and rip the skin, but it's not enough to actually rip it out and remove the wax and the hair.
Oh my God.
So now we're getting blood.
Oh.
Now we're getting more screaming. And you only really want to go over an area, just even like a normal area, maybe twice. So now we're looking at three times.
Oh!
So the wax is still on there. Kate's screaming. I'm screaming at her like, okay, now we're getting desperate measures here. Like, shut up. It's going to be fine. Stop crying.
I need a baby.
If we have to, we can just cut this out. It'll be okay.
Right. I'd be like, yes, we have to.
Yes.
I turn my back to get the scissors. That fucking cat comes out from under the bed and chooses this moment to jump onto the bed, onto my sister, who is basically spread eagle, but with her parts stuck together with the sticky patch. The cat jumps up, lands. Kate's screaming again. I'm screaming now because this cat's here. Get the fuck out of here. running, screaming, yelling. The cat takes off. I think it just left like a little tuft of like loose fur.
Oh.
The cat was okay.
Oh, that's not what I'm worried about. I'm worried about her. I thought maybe the cat was going to get stuck on her.
Or try to eat the wax.
Maybe momentarily stuck on her.
Oh my God.
Quick enough to just like sink the claws in and then take off.
Jesus Christ, your poor sister.
I went to a totally different place in my head about this cat revelation.
What?
And kind of like, oh, the cat heard her mom screaming and crying and kind of probably came up to comfort her. I didn't think cats had that in them. Yeah, I'm like having a breakthrough moment with maybe cats.
Wow. That is not what I took.
Anything's possible. Kate's still laying there. She's screaming. We're both like laughing hysterically also.
Yes.
I try to cut out as much of this wax and hair and cat fur or whatever is possible. Jesus.
You made a mess of it.
Oh, yeah. It's a nightmare. It's bleeding. It's bruised.
Wax bits everywhere.
Oh.
Yeah, it's awful. Lord. So I was like, we're going to call it for tonight. We're done here. I'm not going over this. We're not going to attempt to do the other side. We're going to have to put you in a hot bath to dissolve this wax because it's almost like a sugar wax type of situation. I was like, it will dissolve to a certain point, but because there's so much on there, I can't just go straight to the solvent. So I'm like, let me go get the bath going.
Let me get this in some scalding hot water.
Oh, bleeding. Oh, fuck. God.
I know. I was 20. My brain wasn't even fully formed yet. Get the bath going. She walks in. Like a cowboy, like she just got off of her saddle. I'm like, all right, before you just like plunk yourself down, you got to remember you're sticky down there. You're going to stick to the tub. But before I could tell her, don't sit down. She immediately sits down and adheres herself to the bottom of the tub.
Oh my Lord.
What?
All this wax, the cat, and now you're stuck to the bottom of the tub. I want to say it took about 30 minutes.
To dissolve.
For all the wax to dissolve enough.
Yeah, and then we got her cleaned up.
And then when you drained the tub, you had a big smear of wax with hair in it.
This feels like a Judd Apatow move. Like some sort of
set piece.
Yes.
I know. It does seem kind of over the top. It should have just ended with the cat, but no.
Wow.
She's stuck to the bottom of the tub.
Did she ever let you wax her again?
Yes.
Good for her. Wow.
What a good person.
I got better at it, and then I became the best Brazilian bikini waxer of my graduating class.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Good,
okay. So underdog story.
Happy ending.
So I learned from my mistakes. Use hard wax.
Clear the room of all cats and canines. Get all the hamsters and gerbils and snakes and birds out of the room.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Erica, your poor sister, please send our condolences to her and thank her for letting you tell that story to us.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, it's so nice meeting you, Erica.
It was so nice to meet you, too.
Have a great rest of your night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Man, the cat
getting
stuck on her cat.
On her kitty.
Her cat on her kitty.
Cat caught in a kitty. You know, we knew these were going to be gruesome. I mean, how could we have not known they were going to be gruesome?
But
once you're, and I don't even have a vagina, but I'm imagining.
It's so sensitive down there. Pussy pack.
Oh my gosh.
Not everyone has pussy pack.
Not everyone's got pussy pachydermis.
Yeah.
So think for those people with not thick skin, how it feels.
Thin skin. What'd you say, Rob?
I think these are going to get more gruesome, the last two.
Oh, good. Let's go. God. Okay.
Let's talk to quote K. That's a good sign. Every kiss begins with...
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Is this Kay?
Yes, it is. So nice to meet you guys.
So nice to meet you. Every kiss begins with Kay. Isn't that a song?
That's a jewelry song.
It's a jewelry song, yep. Right? Where are you at, Kay?
I'm in Toronto.
Oh, wonderful. Are you from there or did you relocate to Toronto?
Born and raised.
Born nice. And raised.
It's a great city. Arguably, I'm sure most Canadians will hate me saying this, but it's the best city in Canada. Vancouver is fighting me so hard right now.
Yeah, it's good to know you guys have the Toronto-Vancouver beef like the New York-LA beef. So it's at least comforting that it's universal. So, Kay, you had a unfortunate waxing debacle. Or maybe fortunate. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
I guess it's fortunate because I get to chat with you guys. But at the time, it was quite unfortunate. This happened almost 10 years ago. So it was one of the first times I'd ever gone for a bikini wax.
Was there an occasion coming up? Were you going to do a lot of pool swimming?
No, honestly, I had started doing it and I was like, the feeling of being a dolphin is just amazing. And I want to continue this.
Yeah, it feels nice.
Yeah. You're like fun, fresh and exciting.
Yeah.
So it was one of the first bikini waxes I'd ever gotten. There was a local salon that I was going to. I get into the room. The esthetician asked me if I've done this before. I said, yes.
She said, have you ever done this? You said, yes. But that was your first time.
No, it was one of the first times.
Oh, one of. Okay. I thought that was interesting. You chose to lie because I would have done that too, but that's not what happened.
The first time I went, I did lie.
Okay, good. That's comforting. Have you done this before? Yes. Okay.
Why?
So then you know
guys,
you need to take your pants off.
I'm so the opposite. Like, no, never done it. And I'm nervous. Like, you want to tell them.
Because if you tell someone you don't know what you're doing, then you make yourself vulnerable to their input and their exploitation. So you always act like you've done it so they don't try to pull anything on you because you're constantly vigilant.
That's such a bad idea in a waxing situation.
Yeah, it's not a great idea, but that's what it's
thought.
From. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I take my bottoms off, I lay down, and put the little towel over top of you. And I'm sure anyone who's listening or, you know, Monica, it's kind of awkward. You're just like laying there waiting for someone to come back to just stare at your vagina while they rip the hairs out. So she comes back and she starts. So she puts the first bit of wax on and it is hot.
Uh-oh.
Like it's not warm. It is hot.
Yeah, that's happened to me.
Scalding?
Too hot.
Well, I tell her this and she basically tells me that it's like not too hot and that I'm just being sensitive.
Thin skinned.
Yeah. So I just grin and bear it as she's doing it. I'm like, this is a lot more painful than I remember it being, but finish it up. I pay, I go home. Because the salon was around the street from my house, I was walking home. But as I'm walking home, it is very sensitive and very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I get home and I'm thinking to myself, this is not normal. I know I'm not a seasoned pro at this right now, but this isn't feeling right. So I sit on my couch and I take my pants off and I get a mirror and I look at myself and the right side of my labia has been completely ripped off.
No! 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 Ow! 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 Ow!
I was not being overly sensitive when I said it was too hot.
So what did it look
like? Now, bear with me and my anatomical knowledge, but when I'm thinking of the labia, the minora, the inside labia, right?
So the outer labia.
The labia majora.
Exactly, yeah. Skin is missing.
I can't.
Although that's better than I was nervous that the minora had disappeared.
No.
And then I thought, how could you have walked home?
Stop.
Okay, so yeah, I'm glad I clarified.
So obviously I'm alarmed because not only is this painful, but it's also like alarming to look at your vagina and like part of it's missing.
Oh, is it bleeding?
You know, like when you get a burn, it's that raw skin. That's what it was.
We are supported by BetterHelp. Listen, I understand that sometimes you want to keep things to yourself, process your emotions in your own time. But if you keep everything bottled up, it can have some serious consequences.
I have therapy on Saturday. I'm really looking forward to it.
I had therapy this morning.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, and it put me in the greatest mood. We had a long, big day, and I just felt much better for having
you were, not to out you, you were a little grumpy going in.
I was. I was to be
Robin specific. And I received some texts this
morning. I was locked out of my therapy setting, which is this attic.
But then you felt much better after.
I felt much better. And I even made some apologies. Talking things out can be so helpful. And if you want a safe space for that conversation, I recommend therapy. Check out BetterHelp if you've been thinking of trying therapy. It's entirely online, convenient, and flexible. It's also easy to get started. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. You can even switch therapists at any time for any reason for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Dax today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Dax. We are supported by Squarespace. Guys, we have a Squarespace website that's just gorgeous. That Wobby Wob, you built that yourself using all the templates, yeah?
I sure did.
Yeah, easy peasy?
So easy.
The best part about Squarespace is it's an all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. You can get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools, and you can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options with Squarespace Blueprint. Plus, you can kickstart or update written content on any website, product description, or email with Squarespace AI. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code DAX.
We are supported by ZipRecruiter. Are there some fantastic concerts coming to your city this summer? Mine too. In fact, Anderson .Paak's playing at the Hollywood Bowl. I can't wait for
it. Ooh, that's exciting.
If you want to be sure to see your favorite artists, you need to jump on it right away. I've already DM'd him saying, yes, I got to be in that front row. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So, what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/DAX. Got your eye on a rock star candidate? ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. Once you review ZipRecruiter's list of the most qualified candidates for your job, you can easily invite your top choices to apply to encourage them to apply sooner. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/DAX. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/DAX. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
So I call the salon and I tell the receptionist what happens, and she thinks I'm over exaggerating the situation. So then I say, like, can I please speak to a manager? Because I don't think this is normal. So I talk to the manager, I explain the situation, and basically she's like, okay, well, we'll talk to the esthetician and she won't ever wax you again, but next time you come in, it's free. And I was like, well, I'm not coming back.
When your majora has healed, bring it back in. Oh. And well, you got one on the house.
Exactly. The story doesn't end there.
Good.
So a couple weeks go by and I'm going up to a cottage, and this guy that I'd had a crush on throughout my teenage years, he's also going to be there.
Oh my God.
And so we've been like flirting before this trip. We get there, we're hanging out. Then one night it's just the two of us. We're holding hands, and then holding hands leads to kissing. Oh. Then we go down to the dock with each other and we're like looking at the stars, and one thing leads to another. And then he's getting a little handsy and he puts his hands down my pants and things are feeling really great.
Oh, good. Yeah.
But then he stops.
Oh.
Uh-oh. I looked at him, I was like, what's wrong? And he pulls his hands out of my pants, and the scab from my waxy incident is on his fingers.
Stop.
This could not be worse. I love this. Worst. Welcome to hooking up.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So needless to say, that was a boner killer.
Oh.
It ended everything right then and there. Nothing happened for the rest of the night, because how do you come back from, a piece of my vagina is just wrapped around your fingers?
Hold on. I have a lot of follow-up questions. What age were you at this time?
I was 21.
Oh.
Now, when I was 21, I was inordinately concerned about STDs.
Oh,
like,
sure.
Anything that happened, yeah. I would just go straight to like this big paranoia I have when I hook up with people. Sure. So I would have thought, if I were him, like, oh boy, she has
herpes,
something that she's scabbed up down there. Did you feel compelled to go like, I don't have anything? This was
Did you tell him?
What happened?
I did tell him later. I explained the story. I was like, I got a wax a couple weeks ago and she literally ripped off a portion of my labia, and you had the remnants of that on your hand. I think the only saving grace in that instance is I had known him since I was 15. We were friends, so it's not like some random dude that I just met. You know, we could have the conversation and laugh about it, but I was absolutely mortified, to say the least, because I was not prepared for the night to take that kind of turn.
That's really high on the list of embarrassing. And yes. I'm going to ask, if you had had your choice, you could have either accidentally tooted in that situation or had the scab. What would you pick?
Tooted, because at least you can both like laugh about it.
Probably continue on.
Exactly.
With a good time.
I don't know, though, because tooting is like your own, quote, fault. But the scab is
sometimes
like,
it's not your fault, Monica. I know you don't believe me.
We're not having that discussion right now. That's why I said quote, because I knew you were going to fight me. But it is your fault. But the scab is like, oh, this lady. Like, you can immediately
deflect it.
Yeah, it's not you.
Right. You also have to think of your partner, which is, would he rather get just a brief sniff of something unpleasant or have a scab on his hand?
Well, what would you?
I'd be fine with both.
I know.
I don't give a fuck about either of those things.
Does it grow back?
The skin?
Slavia, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it must, right?
So the third part of this story.
Oh, wonderful. There's more. Okay, good. I'm so sorry. I have to tie up the loose ends on the boy. Was there ever another romantic encounter
with him?
So later that week, yes. And he had been building it up for like a very long time that it's going to be great. I'm going to rock your world, that he was very well endowed.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it came to it and it was incredibly disappointing.
That happens. Okay, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then our friendship kind of fizzled out after that.
Oh,
but
wow.
That's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
So hopefully I left him with a memorable story.
Oh, we're talking to him next, actually.
I can't wait to hear it.
His account.
Oh my God.
Okay, part three.
Okay, third, yeah.
So part three. So I was really shy or nervous about going to get waxed again because obviously that was traumatic.
Yes.
So this time I decided to go get sugared because someone had told me that I work with. They were like, sugaring is not as painful and it's like a lot better for ingrown hairs. Dax, you look very confused.
Yeah, what is sugaring?
It looks like flubber, basically. It's made from sugar and it's like a lot softer. It's not hot. So they can use the same little piece of sugaring wax, I guess, to wax you over and over again.
Oh,
the same person. They don't share it amongst people. But
right.
I go to the salon and I go to get sugared and I don't even think to tell her the story of what happened previously. And she looks between my legs and she goes, did something happen? I couldn't even think about what she would be referring to.
Right.
And I was like, what do you mean? Did something happen?
What's going on down there?
Yeah. I like sit up and she goes, well, the left side of your labia looks quite raw.
Ooh.
And I explained the story to her and the look on her face. She was probably more mortified than I was in the moment where that boy pulls his hands on my pants to see my scab wrapped around his finger. She's like, did you go to the hospital? Did you get medical treatment after this? I was like, no, I just tried to keep it clean and like put polysporin on it.
And went up to the lake and got fingered. Isn't that what you're supposed to do? Yeah. Isn't that the course of treatment?
She said to me that she was almost too nervous to even wax me because she didn't, or sugar me, I should say, because she didn't know if my skin could take it. She's like, we'll start on the rest of the area and we'll save that for last. She goes, but if I think the skin is too delicate, I'm not going to do this.
Good for her.
Yes. But in the moment I was like, so you're just going to leave me with a random patch
with
of hair?
One spot. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Was she able to do it?
Yeah, she was able to do it.
Okay.
Thank goodness. And I have not had a traumatic incident since, but I've also just stuck to sugaring since then.
Okay. And then the labia has returned.
Oh, she looks great.
Okay.
Oh,
everything's okay. Great. Because I was going to say, you're kind of like a boxer. If boxers get a really bad eye cut, you know, for the rest of their career, that's going to open up a lot easier, that eye cut.
Oh.
Their opponents know that,
oh.
You know, so then it becomes a target. That's what I was thinking is you're going to have to always pamper that.
No, she's made a full recovery.
Oh, you think she's robust. Okay.
Maybe she has pussy pachydermis now because there's extra skin.
Probably as it repaired.
So now it's thick.
Fiuck.
I have to Google something when we get off this call and I'm going to freak out over that.
No, that's,
we made that up. We
that's
made
a,
that up.
That's a word we once made up.
And didn't your waxer say something about
you? No, we joked that.
None of that ever happened.
None of that happened. We joked that I had thick skin.
Like pachydermis is what you call an elephant or rhino or a hippo because they have extra thick dermis. Pachydermis. So
yeah.
Pussy pachydermis is fake. We made it up. It's good you don't know because clearly you listen to the show and we're just saying it like everyone knows. They heard
so
that episode.
Glad we retold that.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on and I hope everyone found my story entertaining.
It was incredible, Kay. Oh, I love the twists and turns.
Dude,
that trip to the lake was something else. Well, so nice meeting you and thanks for telling us that story. It was delightful.
It was nice meeting you guys too. Enjoy the rest of your day. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
That hurts. My vagina hurts.
Of course. Of course it does. Mirror neurons.
We're definitely going to have to tell people they can't listen to this one. This one is like
it's not
really bad.
We can
for
say
driving.
Anything. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, good. Michelle, where are you?
So I'm currently in Colorado. I actually just flew in today. I live in Florida, but I'm here with my wife checking out properties to see if we can eventually make the move over here.
Okay. Yeah. I wish you guys luck in your search.
Thank you.
And what year did this waxing debacle occur? And did it happen in Florida?
It did happen in Florida. This was about 6 years ago. So 2017-ish. At that time, I was going through a tough breakup. So I was really wanting to kind of get my sexuality and confidence back.
Reclaim yourself.
Exactly. So my friend had been getting waxed for a while and convinced me to go with her. And it was horrible. It was very, very painful. And so I'd gone a few times. The incident really happened probably about the third or fourth time getting waxed.
Can I ask what city you were in?
So I was in Melbourne, Florida. So that's on the East Coast over in Brevard County, not far from Kennedy Space Center, if you're familiar with that area.
Okay. South.
Yes.
Why did you want to know that?
Because I think it's a big difference getting waxed in Miami, Orlando, Jacksonville, Tampa Bay. I think it's a different scene.
Yeah.
And like if you're in Miami, I'm just guessing there's like one on every block and they're probably good at it and give a ton. If you're in Sebring, Florida, where the retirees live, good luck with that waxing, you know?
Yeah. God. I mean, that's pretty much, we're not Sebring, but basically it's all retired people. The wax places are kind of hard to find. So it was a little sketchy going in.
Great. I thought there was something there. Okay.
Every time you get waxed, it's super, super sensitive and tender your first couple of days following. And I'm sure there's all these rules they have that I either didn't pay attention to or wasn't told, but I was not exfoliated the way I was supposed to be and things like that. Cause it hurt so bad. I was like, I'm not going to do anything. I got this done for one purpose, and that is to show it off and be praised for that.
Yes. Right. Be praised. We were similar in this way, I think.
I broke the rule, and first day after getting waxed, I was having sex, which you're not supposed to do because your pores are open. And obviously with sex, you're sweating. There's different bodily fluids, just big opportunity for bacteria to get into your pores.
Right. You said within a day. What's the real timeline?
I would say probably within like 3 hours.
Okay. I was going to say, I was like a full 24 hours.
Oh my God. Okay, great. 3 hours.
Very, very fresh.
Also, that feels like, ow, because it is so tender for a bit.
Right. And I didn't know what I was doing. I was like, it'll be fine. I'm sure everyone does this. Yeah. They don't. I ended up getting a little bit of irritation, and I'm thinking, okay, it's just probably like a normal ingrown hair. Your skin kind of has the opportunity to heal up before the hair's growing back through. So that's common. And I'm not new to an ingrown hair. So I'm not afraid to be like, let me get tweezers and see if I can fix this myself and just handle it. But because my entire vagina was swollen, everything, the whole front, everything, there was no clear head or anything that I'm going for. I'm kind of just going in blind because it's swollen and hurts.
Yes.
So I realized that, and I'm like, okay, let me just try to squeeze the sore area, see what happens.
Oh,
I squeezed and I felt just bad pain everywhere. And I was like, I'm going to leave that for a few days. We're just going to leave that be.
This is on your mons pubis, basically?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, great.
But closer almost to where it meets my thigh. And so when I'm walking, it's like a constant rubbing.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was walking with a limp for a while and was just telling people that I had a sprained ankle because I was not going to tell them.
You never know what people are going through. You never, ever bump into someone at 7-Eleven thinking, I bet their vagina's swollen to all hell and rubbing against their thigh. And that's what's going on.
You or would like never... how many people are walking around with UTIs? So many, and you don't know.
That's right.
Exactly. A couple of days later, after me initially trying to squeeze, at this point, it's getting much more swollen and it's super, super tender. And I'm like, there's definitely a problem here. So at this point, I would wear leggings a lot. And when I'm wearing leggings, I could stand up and look down and clearly see like I was swollen on one side.
Oh, wow.
You had like a beer belly all of a sudden.
I had a bulge.
Yeah. Wow. Nice prominent bulge.
Yeah. So I try squeezing again, like, let me just try. Oh.
You and I are identical twins.
Yeah, I think I can just do surgery on myself. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I got to get through this point where it hurts and then great relief's on the other side. I just got to commit.
Exactly. And so I squeezed and I felt some relief, but instead of it like coming out, it kind of felt like it went in.
Huh.
And I immediately was like, that's not right. And we're just going to leave that be and wait a few days. So I ignore it a few more days. And at this point, it's very, very swollen. So the guy I was messing around with at the time, I've told him I'm sick. I've got the flu. You know, you can't come over. And now I've spiked a fever.
You have a fever.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, okay, maybe it's just a coincidence. It can't be related, right? So I'm taking a bunch of meds, hoping I can level the fever out. And after about like 6 hours of being at a fever of around like 102, 103, I mean, high fever, I call my sister and I'm like, can you please bring me to the ER? I can't even drive. And I haven't told her about the waxing thing. As far as she knows, I just have a fever.
Right.
I'm embarrassed and ashamed. Yeah. And I'm like, everyone needs to think that my snatch is perfect.
Yeah. Can't have word out on the street being you got rushed to the ER to deal with your swollen vagina.
Exactly. So we get there and I tell the doctor, hey, I've got a fever. Also not telling the doctor.
Oh, no.
I know. It's so bad.
Again, I see you.
They're running all of these tests. They're like, we can't figure it out. And I'm like, that's so weird. Why can't we get this figured out? So after probably 3 or 4 hours, they're about to discharge me. And I'm like, okay, we need to let them know what's going on because nothing's going to get better. So I go and I use the bathroom. I think they requested like a pee sample or something, but I ended up using the bathroom and made eye contact with it again and was like, okay, enough's enough. We have to tell them.
Yeah.
So I get back in there and I'm like, just want to let you guys know, you know, there's this other issue going on. And the doctor kind of looks at me like, are you fucking kidding me? We've been here for 4 hours.
Yes.
I show her and she's like, okay, well, that's very obviously what's causing the issue here.
Yeah.
We need to lance this immediately.
Wow.
And so she did give me like a couple injections to kind of like numb it a little bit, but it barely numbed it and went on into slicing. And it was probably about a 3-inch slice.
No.
And when I tell you the nastiest of nasty shit that came out.
No.
Yeah, but did you love it?
No, I was like screaming. It was horrible.
Okay.
If it was on anybody else, I would have been the one like, let me help, let me get in there. Yeah, but not on myself. It was so painful. And it was a mix of like pussy blood.
Yeah.
They were like, everything's really swollen. We think we got everything out. Because it was such a big incision, they're like, what we're going to do is what was open there. They packed it with gauze that was like soaked in iodine to help keep cleaning it out and so that it could continue to drain and that I should come back in a few days, get it checked back out, see what's going on. So I leave there feeling pretty good.
Optimistic.
Yeah. Couple of days go by.
I fucked an hour later.
No, thankfully, I was like, okay, there will be no sex at this point. So it starts getting really swollen, kind of slightly lower, maybe like an inch lower from the area they'd already cut into. And I'm like, okay, they definitely didn't get it all out.
Jesus.
So I go back to this same ER and I walk in, there's like so many people there, their systems were down. And so they're like, it's going to be 18 hours. We've got a lot of hospitals in our area. So they're like, you should go to the one up the street. Well, the one up the street, everybody knows is like the hospital you don't really go to unless
you've been shot in the shoulder.
Oh, no.
Not the good hospital. But at this point, I'm desperate. I'm like, I already know the issue. I don't need you to diagnose me. Like, I'll tell you the problem. Just cut into me and get it out.
Again, another, God.
Yes. So I get to the second hospital, and this one's different in that at the first ER, I was at the nicer hospital. You're in your own room, doors shut, you've got full privacy. This other hospital, everyone's kind of in the same area, and you just have that curtain.
Yeah, and you can hear everyone talking.
Yeah, and so this doctor probably was overwhelmed because they were getting all of the patients that were overflowing from the other one, but he was just pissed from the beginning, and he wanted like nothing to do with my situation. So I tell him what's going on, and he's like, okay, we'll cut into it. Didn't give me any type of numbing of anything. Starts cutting into me, and I'm like, I'm screaming, and he stops mid-cut and is like, do you have kids? Do you talk to your kids that way? You won't scream like that in my hospital.
Oh my God, he's getting paternal on you?
So I just start crying because I'm like, just finished cutting.
Yeah, you're already wrung out from this experience.
And I'm so embarrassed. I'm like, my vagina's ruined. I've got these massive cuts and cross it.
Yeah.
Like, what am I going to do? He packs it with gauze again. I've now got two spots.
Holy smokes.
Jesus.
And are you on like a horse dose of antibiotics? Antibiotics as well?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Good.
Okay.
Because they were fearful that the infection was like going to get into the bloodstream and everything.
Yeah.
Well, if you had a fever, it was starting.
So at that point, that was the last with ER visits, but I did have to go back and get the gauze removed and repacked. And so I go back to work, you know, I'm limping around with my sprained ankle and the gauze is all packed in. So it's not only packed in, but then like I keep a piece of gauze on the face of it just so that there's no irritation. So I go to use the bathroom at work. And I guess at some point during the day, that piece must have slipped down because I go to pull down my underwear.
Oh no, and it's stuck.
And the gauze caught on the underwear, the gauze that was inside.
Oh.
And so it just like ripped.
Oh.
No!
Oh.
And I was pretty close with my boss, Heather, at the time. She was our HR manager. And I'm like, Heather, I've been telling a lie. It's not my ankle. It's my crotch. I need help. Can you please bring me to the urgent care walk-in?
Oh, my God.
So she does and held my hand and we got through it. And thankfully, that was the last of it. They did repack it. I think they put like one stitch on it to kind of help it start to heal up. But that was it. I was like, I will never get waxed again. Anybody who mentions waxing, I'm like, but wait, you need to hear the story first.
Oh, right. My God.
Oh, now, my Lord.
Was
Michelle.
It an ingrown hair to begin with?
So the first time they lanced it, I did ask. And she said that they did have like a curly hair that was there. The second one, that guy was barely talking to me other than like screaming at me. So I have no idea if he recovered anything.
The lover could have passed on like a staph infection.
That's what I
with
wonder.
The open pores.
There's just no telling.
Right.
No.
Whew.
That was great. Oh boy. How many years ago was that?
This was about 6 years ago.
6 years ago. And everything is healed up pretty well down there?
Yeah, I still have the two scars. I've not gotten waxed since. So I haven't had any problems. The scars have pretty much faded at this point.
Yeah.
So it's a non-issue now, but it's a constant reminder of what I will never do again.
Wow.
Right.
Wow. That was harrowing.
That was harrowing. You're right. It's like you were in an airplane accident or something.
Oh, man.
And it just kept getting worse.
I know. I had to breathe through it at certain points.
But just what a terrible place for a big gnarly infection.
Because
it's like the pressure and the rubbing and the walking.
And like peeing, like you like constantly have to like use it for peeing. Thank God you weren't on your starting your period or something. Oh my God.
Oh my God. It would have been so much worse.
God.
That's what I was going to say. Thank God you weren't on your period.
Seemed like you
I know that too.
Exactly what you were going to say.
I was on the verge of saying it.
He's like, that's a non-issue.
Yeah, I don't really know a period with what she was dealing with would even register.
No, it would make it
I know, you're pulling
the
things in and out. And, yeah.
Anywho,
Michelle, what a brave story to tell. I really, really enjoyed that. You just closed us out very hard.
Yeah, you did. Thank you for
that. Good, of course. Thank you, guys.
So nice meeting you. I hope you guys have a wonderful trip to Denver.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And tell your bride we say hello.
All right, I will. And if I can, give a shout out to my sister, Kate. She turned me on to you guys probably 4 years ago, and I've been hooked.
That's so nice. Hi, Kate.
Tell Kate we thank her for proselytizing.
She also got me a cameo from best friend Aaron Weekly for my birthday last year. I'm also a Virgo. My birthday's next week.
Oh my God. Happy early birthday.
Thank you. So I'm coming up on the 1 year from the cameo that he did, and it was the most adorable thing. He was just rambling. It was right after you guys got back from your boys' trip, and it was the cutest video ever.
He puts a lot of effort into those. I've seen him make a couple hundred of them. I've been with him, and he really puts the effort in. So everyone, order a cameo from Best Friend Aaron Weekly.
Yeah.
Satisfied customer right here.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right. Well, great meeting you, and good luck with everything.
Thank you, guys. See ya.
Okay. Bye-bye. Oh, I loved that.
I loved that. I
the
also
fact that she was
that.
Having sex within 3
that
hours
episode
was so good.
Really, no one can listen.
No, like, I know.
I had to take a big, deep breath.
Yeah, we're going to be very explicit that this is not to be listened to.
Okay.
There's an argument to be made to not even put it
out. I know.
But,
I feel a little unethical about putting this out.
No, that's on them. Big, big disclaimer. Trigger warnings, disclaimer.
Ow. Don't be eating.
Legal.
Driving.
We might have this. Might be the first one where you have to hit accept as a consent for it to play.
Oh my God.
So we're legally clear.
Wow.
All right. Well, I do fear for your dreams tonight,
Monica. I'm scared because I was planning on getting a wax this week.
Oh my God.
And now I really.
I wish you had gotten it a couple days ago could be one of the stories.
No.
Well, no, not because it was a debacle. Just, I don't know. I guess you wouldn't tell it.
A happy story. None of them are happy. It always sucks. Like,
it always sucks.
Never feels good.
I'm going to get one.
Do it. get one. Get one.
All that talk.
This is like after we did the bad ride share, and then I got in that really scary taxi in Hawaii like 2 days later. This is like that.
Yes.
Home share. I had 3 home share trips coming up right after that.
I don't know if I should get waxed because this feels like a bad omen.
Although I don't want this to dissuade people from getting waxed. Go out and support your anestheticians. Tip well.
Tell them that you listen to this when you first get in there so they're scared.
Okay, that's a good idea. Also, if you want to grow a big old bush, do that too.
Yeah, do whatever you want.
All right. Love you.
Love you.
Do you want to sing a tune or something? We don't have a theme song.
Oh. Okay, great.
We don't have a theme song for this new show, so here I go. We're going to ask some random questions, and with the help of armchairs, we'll get some suggestions. On the fly rhyme-ish. On the fly rhyme-ish. Enjoy.